Moshe,
no, he's away and he's sending his owners over.
No. No, but I sent. I can text.
You're my specialist.
So then go with him. He'll take you.
He's my specialist.
So he's taking you.
Rabbi,
you haven't
been
to
special?
How did
that
take you? Witnesses.
No, you don't want
to take care of yourself. You have responsibility.
Yeah. No, it's a
cover. I don't believe it. Page
808
on this book. 808. This is Menachem Aleph, chapter 5. We are in the story the Navi tells us about Shlomo HaMelech. How smart he was. This was the last story that we heard, and we learned about him, and everybody respected him, and everybody was afraid of him, and he was appointed as the king by everybody and admired by everybody. We give permission, chapter 5, sentence 1. Ushlomo haya moshel b'chomar mamlachot. Not only that Shlomo was able to control and rule Olam Yisrael, it's very hard to rule all of them, and all should admire him, and all should listen to him. Do you remember learning in Sefer Shmuel how hard was it for David HaMelech to control everybody? Shlomo was able to control Olam Yisrael. Besides, the Navi says, he was able to rule all the kingdom. The Gemara says that Shlomo HaMelech was able to rule, we don't know exactly how much, but major part of the world. Min Yonahas, from the east side, Eretz Plishtim, until the place where the Plishtim used to live, to dwell, it's from the east side, but Gvul Mitzrayim, all the way to Mitzrayim. But the Gemara says not only that, it means that really this is only this territory right next to Eretz Israel. But he was able to rule much more, we're going to see later. Magishim mincha v'ovdim Shlomo kol yemei chayav. Not only he ruled them, they were so scared of him, and they used to bring him presents and all kind of food, being like slaves to Shlomo HaMelech all his life. V'ilechem Shlomo yom echad shloshim kol solet v'sheshim kol kamach. David tells us that the amount, enormous amount of bread. What it means, not just bread, it means meal. The meal that Shlomo HaMelech used to consume was enormous amount of meal. Shloshim kol solet, flour, very special, pure flour, shim kol kamach, means kemach, regular flour. It's enormous amount, hundreds of pounds of all kind of flour. Besides, this is every day. Every day, this is his consumption was. So some Chachamim say that the reason why he needed so much is not, of course, for himself. But Chachamim said this was enough for 60,000 officers and all kind of helpers that he had in his regime. So they had to prepare every day enormous amount of meals, enormous lunches or breakfast, we don't know, for 60,000 people. Those are the people that served him, the immediate, what we call, officials in his government, in his kingdom. 10 big bulls, 20 of them not in a different way. The Chachamim say what it means from outside. 10 of them were fat at home, and 20 outside, 100 sheep. The vat besides, ayal, deer, tzvi, yachmu, all kind of deer, baburim avusim, either chickens or many chickens,
Yeah, the Gemara said chickens. Yeah.
Hens, chickens. Ducks. Sentence spoke, you would say, whatever Anam Yisrach Madazah, not only that he was able to rule around him, he was able to rule behind the river, Mitzitzach Madazah. The Gemara says, that's a machloke, but it means, that he was able to rule the whole world. Something the Gemara says comparable to Ahasuerus, that he was able to rule the world. Shlomo was the first one that we have information that ruled the whole world. That he ruled all around the Chomal Chaver and Ahav, Shalom, Ayalom, Mechol, Ayalom, Sadiv. Everybody was living peacefully with him, but he had no fight with no one. It is possible if you know this is Nabi, and the Nabi does not have to give us information. It's irrelevant information. How much he used to consume, and how many bulls and how many sheep, who cares about it? Not only that, Am Israel felt very comfortable and very secure, dwelling underneath their own vineyard and their own fig tree, from Dan until Beersheba, the whole time of Shlomo HaMelech was very peace in Israel, no wars, and everybody was very happy. He had 40,000 horses, or 40,000 places for his horses, and 12,000 soldiers. Constantly, it doesn't matter if it was a winter time or the summer time, whatever was served in the summer was served in the winter, and whatever was served in the winter was served in the summer. There was no such thing, now it's winter, you don't have this kind of fruits, this kind of vegetables, or this kind of meat. It's constantly, 12 months a year, constantly you had the same exact food that was served to the 60,000 people, nothing was missing. Pastorim and the barley and the hay, lasusim velarachesh, to the horses and the other animals, everybody used to bring whatever he ought to bring, and everything was perfect, everything was enough. Of course, we're going to learn later there was a lot of taxes also was put by Shlomo HaMelech on the paper. But right now, the Navi doesn't tell us about the taxes. Sounds like that everybody brings it for free. And all brings it for free to Shlomo HaMelech, and he's perfect. Everything is, the whole kingdom is running smoothly. Everybody has enough. Not only that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted Shlomo with a lot of wisdom. The Rochav Lev, that means white heart, Kachol Asher Asfat Hayam, like the sand on the beach. What the Gemara says, Chachamim says, what it means is that he was as smart as all of Israel. It means that if you take all the IQs from everybody, and you combine all the IQs, then you take all of it together, Shlomo HaMelech had inside his heart, or in his brain, whatever, the same amount of wisdom. This means he had, that's what the Navi says, he had so much wisdom, like all of Israel together. This is what it means, like the sand on the beach. Because if you remember, Israel was compared to the sand on the beach. And now Shlomo HaMelech is being compared with his wisdom to all of Israel. Again, the question is, what does it mean? But then, Chokhmat Shlomo HaMelech communicated, not only that, he was so smart from all the people around the world, from the wisdom and all these ideas of the people that used to live on the East. Those people used to know a lot of tricks and a lot of magic. Shlomo knew everything. Also in those days Egypt was famous for the smart people in Egypt. He was smarter than them. One of the things that Gemara says that he is going to rebuild the Hamikdash, so he sent a father or a message that he would like to employ people from Egypt to help him to build the Hamikdash. And Paro, that his father-in-law, was very smart, and he chose 20,000 people that he saw in the stars to go into that anyway. So that he wanted them to die on the job, at least he can collect a lot of insurance. So they're going to die on the job. So they got to Shlomo HaMelech, So when I looked at these 20,000 people, they all arrived to Yerushalayim, they're ready to start the job. Shlomo Melech looked at him, he said, just one second. He went to the store, and he bought the clothing that you put the dead people inside them. What do you call it? Trousers. Shlomo went and bought them all with Tachichim, the trousers, and he gave each one, and says, this is a bag for you, please go back to your country, tell the king that I got the message. They all got back to Egypt, and Paul said, what happened? He said, Shlomo gave us something in the bag. He opened up the bag, he said, here it is. There was a note. If you want them to die, not on the site. Let them die in Egypt. That's how smart Shlomo was. Over smart. If you may say, Paul, they tried to trick him and tried to send him workers, that Paul knew they're going to die on the site. Again, I don't know what this means exactly, but in that, of course, I mean, if you want to grant somebody with wisdom, you don't have to say he's smarter than that. If he's smart, he's smart. If he's smart, he's smarter than anybody, it's enough. You don't have to say, no, he's smarter from the people down there in the east, on the east, that knew magic, smarter than people in Egypt, that he is smarter than all of them. It's irrelevant, the story. I mean, there's something behind it, of course, but you know, when you read the Tanakh, it's not just a story to tell you. It's really irrelevant. As long as you tell me you're smart, I mean, it's a nice story to hear, the Midrash says. But what is really behind the story? Yechtam mikol adam, meitanei ezrochim, that's sentence 11. Not only that, he's smarter than anybody now. Meitanei ezrochim, the Gemara says, means from Avraham Avinu. He's smarter than Avraham Avinu. What does it mean, smarter than Avraham Avinu? There's no information Avraham was so smart. The information is here about Avraham, that he was very kind. But if you want to compare Shlomo to somebody, you compare him to somebody that's known as a smart person. The Gemara says, sentence 11, Me'etana Ezrachi was smart in Etana Ezrachi. Me'etana Ezrachi description and nickname of Mishael, synonym name to Abraham Avinu. Let me tell you that Shlomo was smart in Abraham. Was smart. The Heman. Heman, the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu. Smarter than Moshe. Again, there is no information in the Torah Moshe was smart. Moshe doesn't being described in the Torah that he is smart. He's being described that maybe he's holy, he's smart, that he's being described as humble, but not smart. Here the Navi says, smarter than Abraham, smarter than Moshe. The Chalkol, he is smarter than Yosef. Chalkol, the word in Hebrew is the Chalkel, is to feed. And this is synonym names to all those people, and the Navi says Shlomo was smarter than Yosef. Of course, Yosef, we know he is smart. The Torah tells us he is smart. It says if you want to know, Shlomo is smarter than Yosef. What does it make them? As long as you say that he's smartest ever is enough. You don't have to tell me he's smarter than that person, smarter than that nation. Bedarda. It's not only smarter than Yosef, now is smarter, Darda, the Gemara said, it's the generation of the desert. This is the generation that we read about them in the Torah. The Gemara says they're very smart people. It's called, though they are the generation of understanding, and the wisdom of those people, they were very high. It says, Shlomo is smarter than all of them. Panchrein says, the Gemara, Bnei Machol, those are the people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave them during the golden calf. The word machol in Hebrew is like machol. It means like forgiveness. That says Darda Abnei Machol. It means a generation that lived in the desert that Hashem did forgive them for the sin of the golden calf. It says what the golden calf has to do now. As long as you tell me that though this Shlomo is smart and that generation, if I need to have this information, it's also good. But you don't have to tell me that Hashem did forgive them about on the sin of the golden calf. And the question is, when did Hashem forgive them? It means just for a short time. Of course, this time in Parashat Shlach, when they send the spies, all of them will die. But it means, after the golden calf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did forgive them. And the question is, why do you have to describe Shlomo as a smart person, smarter than that generation that war in the desert, that that generation was known as smart people? Not only that, the Navi says, also they are the ones, they are Bnei Machol, they are the generation that Hashem did forgive them for making the golden calf. Everybody heard about Shlomo. Awesome, very nice. You have to know it. That everybody heard about Shlomo. The Rebbe from Sarabim Ashari was talking and saying all kind of examples, stories. He spoke about the trees. He knew the secret of the trees. He knew why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the trees in this kind of a shape, why some of them are very tall, why some of them are very short, what's the purpose of each one, what can you use them for. He spoke about animals, birds, fish, the ones, all the insects. I mean, he knew everything. So the Gemara says again, what it means is he was able to stick to them and understand the purpose of each creature on this earth. They have all sent them for Timothy permission. We call our management for much Shlomo. Everybody came, a march of wisdom, to hear, to listen to Shlomo's wisdom. Everybody came to listen to him. So why not? I mean, why not? I mean, power people shouldn't come. What does Rabbi want to tell you? That we know that he is the smartest one. Of course, he's the smartest one. Why not go visit him? Vayishlach Hiram, 10:15, Vayishlach HaMeratol HaMelalo Shlomo. Hiram, the king of Tzor, Machlok in the Gemara, he was either 500 years old or about 1200 years old when he died. This is the longest living person on the universe ever that we have information. This Mr. Hiram. This Mr. Hiram, the Gemara says, he is the friend of Yehuda. If you remember in Parashat Vayeshev, Yehuda had a friend, his name was Chira. This is the Gemara. Chira and Chiram is the same person. He was alive from the time of Yehuda, the son of Yaakov, until after Shlomo HaMelech. Until Nebuchadnezzar killed him. I don't know what Chutiyat. I really don't know. The Gemara doesn't say what Chutiyat. The Gemara, look. The Gemara says, one of the reasons Hashem really decided mankind to die is because Hashem knew that this guy is going to live, sounds like the longest ever, and he is going to say that he's God. Since he never died and he buried everybody, and when he was about 900, 1000 years old, He's not only able to do what he wants, he pretended he is God. Since the Gemara, he went to the Mediterranean Sea and he built on the Mediterranean Sea a palace in the middle of the Mediterranean. He was so smart. 7 levels. On the upper level, he made himself a chair. No one was able to go to him unless he went down. Nobody was able, he was sitting over there, all the way on the top, on a chair. The 7 levels were made from kind of glass. He was so smart that he knew how to duplicate it when we say what's going on in the sky. He said, I'm God. God has a chair, I have a chair. God has 7 levels of skies. I made myself 7 levels of skies in the middle of the water, because after this water. One day the Gemara says, Yechezkel Navi arrived. Says the pasuk in Sefer Yechezkel, the Kadosh Baruch Hu picked up Yechezkel, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu was holding Yechezkel in his hair and threw him up there. And Yechezkel landed next to each other, and Hiram was very scared. He says, "What do you do here? How did you get here?" He says, "I'm a prophet. Hashem sent me to tell you that since you decided to compare yourself to God and you calling yourself God, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to kill you." And you're going to die, not only you're going to die in a very special way. And the Nebuchadnezzar came and killed him. I don't remember the Midrash says how Nebuchadnezzar was able to reach over there, to get up there. And it says in the Midrash, where is it now? The Kadosh Baruch Hu picked it up and hid it. When Mashiach will come, we'll see how smart this Chiram was, how great he was. Again, there's no information what merit he had, what really caused him to reach so high and to reach so long.
He hid it in the ocean or he just took it away?
No, we don't know. It doesn't say, because it says in the Shammai maybe, but then you don't know where it is.
How long were people living at that time?
Nah, 400 years, 500 years. Achiyah Shironi, 700 years. He lived the longest ever. So the Gemara says one of the reasons that Kadosh Baruch Hu decided mankind is going to die because of this guy Hiram. Because people will say whoever lives longer and is going to live over 1,000 years, he says, I'm God, I'm God. So Kadosh Baruch Hu of course told Adam Rishon, because you're going to eat from the, you eat from the tree, you're going to die. But the real reason behind it, it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to grant this Mr. Hiram with a long life. Since that long life is going to cause that this Hiram will say, I'm God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to bring what we call death to the universe, just to prove that this guy is not God. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu have told him before, they have no information, that's information still. So this what we're going to learn now about this guy Hiram, that is very, very nice and kind, is being described in the Naveen. He was already a friend of David HaMelech. And then he's going to tell you the good relationship he had with Shlomo HaMelech as well. The question if he had it all the way, but in the beginning at least, sentence 15 with your permission, by Shlomo Hiram and Asot Arnab and Shlomo, Hiram sent his slave to Shlomo, Kishama, Yotom HaShlomo HaMelech Tachat Aviyu. And Hiram heard that Shlomo became the king instead of David, and David died. They sent his servants to greet Shlomo, ki yoheb ayach yalav et kol amim, he was a very good friend of David HaMelech. So he's sending some people to grant Shlomo. Shlomo is sending back, v'yishlach Shlomo al Hiram l'mor, tel adem et David avi, you know my father David, ki lo yachol lot et bayit Hashem Hashem elokav nem chemar zvoro, you know David could not build the house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu since he had so many wars. The question is, it's true, it's not true, but since he did not want to go into details with him, says the Gemara, he is telling him the story that David could not build the house. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able, granted David HaMelech, that David HaMelech will be able to control everybody. Since he did, now Heniach Hashem Elokai Elim Misavid, since now Baruch Hashem we have no more wars around, and Satan ve'en tevarad, nobody is fighting, there is nobody attacking. Ini omer lebnot bayit Hashem Hashem Elokai. I am ready to build a house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu kasher divir Hashem David Avi l'mor, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to my father, mincha asher shen tachtecha al kisecha hu yuzne abayit Hashmi. Says, your son, he is going to build the house. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to my father, I'm ready to do this job. I need from you, Ve'atah, I need from you now, Saveh Bichatul Yarazim Yarnon, since I want to build the Beit HaMikdash, even though it's not going to be built with wood, I need some wood. You need some wood for certain things, for the construction mainly, for the scaffold, not for the building itself. The building itself did not have any wood, just stone, brick. But now I need some wood. So please command, let them cut some wood from Lebanon. Even though the Chacham is the king of Tzor, Tzor is next to Lebanon, Chachamim say. So he's asking Chacham to help him to get some wood for the construction. I'm going to send my slaves to work together with the workers. I'm going to pay the salary of your workers, whatever you charge. We don't know how to chop or cut trees, therefore I need your help, I need you to get me the wood. And Hiram heard it, he was very happy. Thank God that he gave David his son that's so smart. What's so smart about it? He wants to do construction. So he goes to Home Depot, he's ordering wood. And he said, I'm going to pay for the wood. So when Hiram heard it, he said, thank God, very smart boy. David Amela got a very smart boy. What's so special about it? He didn't hear anything about him. The discussion is that Shemoshin is going to build a house for Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he won't put. So Shemoshin is a very smart boy. Thank God, David Amela got a very smart. What's so smart about it? וישלח ירם אל שלמה למור שמועד אשר שלחת אליי. ירם got the message, I heard what you want, אני אעשה כל אנשיך כל כך בתי הרדים אתם מושים. Whatever you need, I'm going to supply you. All kind of wood, cedar trees, all the trees that you need, I'm going to supply you. Not only that, אבל די יורידו בן הלבנון ימה, I'm going to take all this wood to the Mediterranean. אני אסימים בברות בים. I'm going to make like some rafts and I'm going to put the wood on the raft. עד המקום אשר ישלח אליו נתעסים שם. I'm going to take them off. אתה תיסע, and you're going to carry it from there. אז מתי תעשה את חצי לתת לכם בתיר. I don't need money from you, but I need some bread. And if you supply me bread, in return, I'll give you the wood. So just a simple business deal. Ayin Chiron noted Shlomo at Terah Asim Atim Roshim Kofasor. So sentence 24, Chiram used to give Shlomo all the wood he needed. Shlomo natan le Chiram esim elef kor chitim. It's a 20,000 big amount of wheat makolet levetot for him to eat for his house. The esim kor shemen katit and a lot of olive oil. Koyten Shlomo le Chiram shana shana. Yearly he used to give him. And it's a very nice thing. I mean, what we have to know about it? I mean, thousands of years later, we read the Tanakh and we have to know that Shlomo had a business deal and he bought wood from somebody and in turn he gave him food. Don't have him say it only to show and to tell us that can you imagine how much was growing in Eretz Yisrael at the time. The defined description what Shlomo needed for himself, for his own use, for his people, for these 50,000 people, and all of his friends are eating, he's able to supply so much wheat and olive oil to Hiram, maybe. Shlomo again gave the wisdom to Shlomo. Again, we don't know why I could have to repeat it, why the Nabi has to repeat it, but we know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already gave wisdom to Shlomo, like he spoke to him, Shlomo and Hiram and Shlomo, he said it was a peace between Hiram and Shlomo. They made a treaty, the treaty in order to have a very good business deal. It's permitted, Chachamim say, otherwise not allowed to make a treaty with the Goy. But since Hiram was doing some business deals with Shlomo, it's good to have a treaty. It's safer, the business will go better, and it's going to be on the right track. So Shlomo HaMelech is making a treaty with Hiram. Here comes the Navi, tells us, don't think that everything goes for free. He says, Shlomo HaMelech made Am Yisrael pay a lot of taxes. Not only they had to pay taxes, they had to pay taxes for 30,000 people. What it means is, through explanation, he had to hire 30,000 people, he had to supply them to their family whatever they needed. So Shlomo HaMelech made Am Yisrael pay a certain amount of money in order for him to pay for 30,000 people's salary. This is why they need 30,000 people. This is 30,000 people, he shipped them out to help to cut the wood. Yishlachem Lebanon, sentence 28, he sent them to Lebanon. It says the 30,000 people, 10,000 at the time will be at Lebanon, the other 20,000 will be at home, and then the 10,000 will come back, and then 10,000 more. In the meantime, they can't have a job because they're not going to be in town, they're going to be out of town. So Shlomo is going to supply them with everything they needed, so they needed money for them. Besides, he also had 70,000 people and 80,000 people again that he had to supply them, he had to pay the expenses. It's 150,000 plus 30, it's 180,000. Besides 3,000, there's 3,300 very important officers. Ahudim Abbas Imam Lachah, they're all working very hard, they're all making sure that everybody doing the right job. When Shlomo HaMelech, when he said, "You want to tell about the Negazit," Shlomo HaMelech commanded that she bring big stones in order to make the foundation for Beit HaMikdash. If Selu Bonim Shlomo Bnei Shlomo HaGivlim, it says not only that, now he needed more workers. More workers came from Chiram. Givlim is another nation that knew how to prepare stones. The Yachino and Timo Dimitri, they all prepared to build Beit HaMikdash. The question is, what is really the purpose of the description that we have here in chapter 5? With your permission, if you skip to chapter 11. Chapter 11 is going to be, with your permission,
832.
Right. Page 832 on the bottom. והמלך שלמה אהב נשים נחיות רבות בעת בת פרעה. The downfall of שלמה המלך is that he loved, the Navi says, non-Jewish late girls. בעת בת פרעה, also besides, he loved one very much, the daughter of פרעה. I mean, sounds, chas shalom, when you read it, chas shalom, you know, the man has nothing else to do in his life. The guy being described as the smartest one, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him, is going to Beit HaMikdash. He loves a lot of girls, not Jewish girls. And the main one he loves so much, the daughter of Paro. He loved the daughter of Paro. I mean, it's embarrassing to say that. The Gemara says that Shlomo Melech, if he would have the choice to go to work in his sewer company, he would have done it as long as not to have this chapter in the Tanakh about it. It's such embarrassing description about Shlomo, and the story about him over here is so bad that really Shlomo was so embarrassed from that chapter, that he would rather do any job in the world, not to be a king, even just to work in the sewer department of the town, not to have these sentences being described what he did. But that's the same explanation. Shlomo loves, let's say, non-Jewish girls, and mainly Bataro, Moabiot, Ammoniot, Edomiot, Sidaniot, Sidaziot, all kinds of girls from all kinds of nations. Not only that, Milagroim, Asher Amar Asher Avnei Yisrael, Lotavobahem. This is for nations that Hashem said don't even intermarry to those nations. Shlomo loves them. Achen yatu et levavchem achare Elohim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned us not to get involved with those non-Jewish girls, because those Jewish girls might tilt our heart after the Avodah Zarah, after those statues. Bahem davak Shlomo le'ava. Just Shlomo decided he's going to marry those girls. There is no information that he married any Jewish girl. From all the girls that we're going to see, 700 ladies he made weddings. Can you imagine the kedere, how much money he made? 700 girls. He only lived until 52. At the age of 52 he went to Gan Eden. So can you imagine, I don't know if Ahasuerus had so many.
Of
it,
thousands of kids.
Well, the tragedy here was almost had no children. The information that we have is he had mainly one boy. His name is Rehovam. And one girl. Sounds like from the Midrash that he married her. It's called Naama Harmoni. She was a very holy lady, but she's not being mentioned over here. He married her and he had a son from her, Chavam. Besides, the Midrash says he had one daughter. There's a little, maybe some more children, it's a question exactly. Children, not children, but he did not have a lot of children. Almost nothing. But besides that he had 700 wives, he had 300 wives without weddings. It means without wedding hall. He married them, just married them, without the Gemara. The Rambam says not lik tuva. So it means there is, according to some Chachamim, no wedding halls, and according to the Rambam, maybe wedding halls, yes, but not ketuba, it's not wedding ketuba. So here comes the tragedy, and he says, by Atuna Shabbat Libor, his wife were able to tilt his heart. When he got older, what mean older? He was never old. He died at age of 52. But it means in his old age, since he was is getting ready to go to Gan Eden, his wives were able to tilt his heart to worship Abu Zarah. Not only that, his heart was not full with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like his father's heart. Sentence 5, V'ele Shumo Acharei Ashtoret Elohei HaTzidonim. He had some kind of Avodah Zarah, it's called Ashtoret. Acharei Milkom. Milkom is also kind of Avodah Zarah. Shikut Amonim, this is the Avodah Zarah of Amonim. V'ya Shlomo Arab Enyan Hashem. Shlomo made bad things. His behavior was bad in front of Hashem. V'lo Milei Acharei Hashem K'David Aviv. I mean, he did not fulfill after HaKadosh Baruch Hu like his father David. Not only that, as it says from Obama, Lichmosh Shikut Moab, the Gemara said he did not build it, but the Gemara said he let his wife build altars to sacrifice for the Avodah Zarah. One of them was Lichmosh Shikut Moab, Bahar HaShef Nishraim, right next to Yerushalayim, next to the Hamikdash. The Gemara said across the Olive Mountain, on the Olive Mountain, the head of a statue with an altar. That altar was one of Shlomo's wife, and Shlomo let her do it. So across from the Mikdash, you had a statue. Not only for that, on the Molech Shikut Ne'amod, also another statue called Molech, across from the Mikdash. Not only for those two, V'chein Asah, sentence 8, V'chein Asah, L'chol Nashav Nukhiyot, all the strange, so all the non-Jewish ladies, he let them do whatever they wanted. Makirotum is Zarkot Elohim. Says all of them. 700, can you imagine? 700 altars all around Eretz Israel, probably most of them are in Yerushalayim, and this is why we have maybe today so many statues in Yerushalayim. This is because Shlomo's wife, that's what it is. And Shlomo let them. Shlomo did. He did not do it. They said to him, but since he let them do it, it is like he did it. The smartest one ever, the one HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself, the one who was able to rule everything, he is letting his wife, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not like it. Sentence 9, by Tanakh, Hashem is Shlomo. Hashem is very upset at Shlomo. And it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset. HaKadosh Baruch Hu twice appeared to Shlomo. Now Shlomo is not fully devoted himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He let his wife do whatever they want. By letting your wife do what you want, what they want, it means that you're not devoting yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means that you are part or a partner in this Avodah Zarah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did command not to go after Avodah Zarah, and he does Velo Shamat Hashem Tivar Hashem. Didn't listen. Tem Hashem Shlomo, Hashem Epitu Shlomo, Yana Asher Hayta Zot Imach, Velo Shamat Abriti V'chukotah Asher Tiviti Alecha, since he didn't listen to me, Karo Ha'ikra Et Mamlacha V'alechet Adel Adel Abdech. Since he didn't listen to me, forget about it. I'm going to tear off the kingdom, I'm going to give it to somebody else. Ba'atach B'yamecha Lo Nesin Al-Mad Abid Abdech, I'm not going to do it in your time. I'm going to take it from your son. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already decided that his son Rechavam is not going to rule. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make sure that it's going to happen, but the Gezerah is that Am Yisrael are going to split and to have two kingdoms is because Shlomo did not behave. One tribe, your son Rechavam, will be able to rule. It is Yehuda. Eventually, Binyamin stayed with Yehuda, Only for the sake of my son, my slave David, and Yerushalayim. But other than that, just forget about it. Then David's going to go, that all the trouble started, and the Enshema will die. The Gemara says, not only that, the Gemara says, the tragedy is that at the end of his life, it's a machloket, if Shlomo ruled on Israel, or was just a regular person. People did not pay attention to him, was walking on the street. Nobody respected him, nobody spoke to him. There's a story about one of the Shadim that came and threw him out of his chair and dressed up like him. But nevertheless, the Gemara says that the end, Shlomo HaMelech was the king, some Chachamim said, just on his own stick. It means, Ani Shlomo Haiti Melech Berushalayim, that Shlomo says a sentence in Kohelet that he wrote just before he died. It's a sentence, I was the king in Yerushalayim, it means I'm not the king anymore. So Dari says like this. The Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah tells us that we are really responsible for all the Avodah Zarah in the world. Since we made the golden calf, says the Gemara, and when we made the golden calf, we said a statement. Ele Elohecha Israel, those are the gods that took us out of Mitzrayim. We like made all the Avodah Zarah in the world permitted. At the time, the Gemara says it's so bad that if you see today a goy, the Gemara says, they bow down to a statue. You go to China, you go to Bangkok, you see people bow down into a statue. It says, really, who you should blame? Blame us. When we made a golden calf, it's like we told the world, you're allowed to have a golden calf. You're allowed to have a statue, even though that you are the chosen one, even though the people who gave you the Torah, it says, you do whatever you want. Hashem gave you 10 commandments, Hashem told you don't do a statue, it says, you, when you said this, what it means is that you gave the world an open door that they can do whatever they want. It says, if we are the chosen nation, we did it. And we came with a statement. I don't know how they know it, but this is the Gemara statement in Masechet Avodah Zarah. The Gemara, every Avodah Zarah that you have today, says the real responsibility is us. Setari, that really, in order really to get rid of it, you have to do something very special. Very special. If you remember, constantly we say Shema Yisrael every night and every morning, Yishamru lachem yitam levachem v'satem avatem olim lachem yishtachabitem lehem. Kadosh Baruch Hu warns us in the Torah, be careful, don't do Avodah Zarah, don't do Avodah Zarah. Moshe Rabbeinu, before he died, he called on Israel, he called on Israel also. Be careful, you're going to do Avodah Zarah, and you do Avodah Zarah. I says, why the Avodah Zarah? Why are you so worried about the Avodah Zarah? I says, because that thing that we did in golden calf caused now that all the goyim really believe in Avodah Zarah and they have like the approval of us that we are so called the chosen one to do Avodah Zarah. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to Israel clearly, and that really happened, if you remember, we learned that by Shoftim. After Yeshua died, constantly the whole book of Sefer Shoftim, Am Yisrael did Avodah Zarah. Constantly. They don't behave, they do other things, bad things. The Gemara says, that one of the reasons that people do Avodah Zarah is in order not to have any supervision on them, they can do whatever they want. It's not the sake of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says, it's the sake of Arayot. Sake of just to have a free choice to do what we want. The Gemara says, Rabotai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted Shlomo with the ability to sit on a chair, something comparable to the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And David HaMelech was sitting on the chair, says the Gemara, what do you mean? Shlomo was sitting on the chair of Hashem. Says the Gemara, the chair of Hashem, Hashem let Shlomo sit on his chair. Something like, says Ari, in order for Shlomo HaMelech to be able to get to rule and to bring the world back to the original status. that this wisdom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted Shlomo was not a wisdom that the person needs. The description of Nabi says Shlomo is smart and all of those people, because all those people had the ability to become Mashiach. And if Shlomo would have kept 100% what Hashem told him to keep, he was called Yedidiah, it was Hashem gave him a name, that you my friend, that no name like this was given ever to a person, and said, Shlomo, you're going to be Hashem's friend, says Ari, you are not the Mashiach. And he has the biggest opportunity or the biggest chance to become Mashiach. More than Adam HaRishon, if you remember, Ari said he was supposed to be Mashiach. More than Yosef, more than Moshe Rabbeinu, more than that generation, it is the golden calf at the time that they got the Torah, they got to the stage of Adam HaRishon. So Shlomo is the smartest one. Shlomo is the one that's going to lead the world into this perspective. Prosperity, like Hashem, I can say, had in mind, Gan Eden. That's exactly what the Torah is going to describe. Shlomo is the king, he's sitting on a chair. All of Israel feel very comfortable. He rules everybody. They bring him everything. He doesn't miss anything. He has enough food for the workers, for the people. He has enough food to send to Hiram. He is going to be friendly with everybody. Everybody is going to love him. Everybody is going to come to hear how smart he is. He says, this is something that never happened, will never happen again. So the reason is because Shlomo is the ultimate, most important person ever in the world that had the ability to become Mashiach and redeem the whole world. And that's what Rabbi is describing the situation, that this is what Gemara says, something similar is going to be when Mashiach will come. Not only that, he's going to be very friendly with this guy, Hiram. Again, it's not just to tell us Hiram has to do this and he has to do that, it's only to show you that he is a friend of the guy that really is going to compare himself to God, that he is going to the longest life living person ever on universe. That Shlomo is very friendly with him. It's only to show you that Shlomo is really at the top of the world, but not for his personal use or not for Amisrael use. He is just for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's another thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted him by sitting down on his chair, that this chair is being compared to the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says the only way to control now, if we may say, that cause, that Amisrael cause, that all the goyim, all the nations are using, doing Avodah Zarah, is only by marrying the daughters of all those people. So constantly you went to every king and every person that had an authority, says, I want to marry your daughter. He says, by marrying your daughter, you're going to tell the daughter what to do. He says, marrying the daughter is going to help him to control the nation. Of course, we all do know that the real bad one is Egypt. As the Gemara says, Kemaseret Mitzrayim, so the land of Egypt that was the worst nation. So the first girl he wants to marry is from Mitzrayim, from Egypt. Eventually her father is going to die, and since you're going to hear soon that her father died, eventually Shlomo is going to be the king of Egypt also, as a son-in-law, as the smartest one. And this is Nabi describes Shlomo how smart he is, that eventually he owns 700 ladies, besides 300 girls. By this, he's going to control the whole universe, and he's going to be the ruler, as the Gemara said, really. He was the ruler of, if we may say, the whole world. Mashlul Kippah, the Gemara said, was somebody like Ahasuerus. And this is in order to get rid of all the Avodah Zarah that those people are doing, again, because of Amisrael. It's our job, says Ari, is to get rid of the Avodah Zarah that we caused all the nations to do the Avodah Zarah. In order for Shlomo to become Mashiach, he felt that's the way I have to do, says Ari. The first thing what I have to do is to destroy Avodah Zarah. I can't destroy Avodah Zarah from the whole world. It says a very special trick. I'm going to intermarry to all the kings. I'm going to be a son-in-law by all the kings. Eventually, you know, I have a friend, his name is Hiram. He lives forever. and says, I'm in that time that people can live forever. I'm going to overcome all those people, and eventually I'm going to be able to destroy all the Avodazon. One thing was a mistake, said Dari, the Gemara said. The mistake was that he was not supposed to marry so many ladies. Hashem said, you may not marry more than 18. And he said, I'm going to marry more than 18. But again, Dari says, he meant Lashem Shamayim, to destroy the Avodazon. But things in the Torah says, don't do it, says the Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, you cannot be smarter than the Torah, you may not do this thing. For example, Dari says, the reason why he had so many horses, also Hashem said not to have so many horses. The Gemara says, Dari says, that the horses contain all the impurity in the world. Shlomo wanted to control the whole thing, says Dari. And Nabi will tell you that he failed by trying to do, if we may say, Leshem Shamayim, by not listening to HaKadosh Baruch. There's a description that Shlomo is smart in all of them. Shlomo understands everything. He says he's being, if we may say, comparable to a superpower. Not Chas v'Shalom to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he is something that he is the mother that I want you to look at, it's Shlomo. This is my friend, he sits on my chair, and says, he is someone that the whole world will admire, he's going to fall into a pit if he does something against what I wrote simply in the Torah, even though that he might be right, says Ali, about his theory that Mashiach will come only with his Gemini Novah Dazara, and that says really not me. Nabi, later Yeshayahu and Michal, they all describe that Mashiach will come to be no more Avodah Zarah. So Shlomo thought that he's going to speed up the process and he's going to intermarry to those girls, and he is the top of the world right now, and he is the candidate to have the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he is the Mashiach, he's going to do it. But he's not going to do one thing, two things that says in the Torah to do. He's going to marry too many girls. The Nabi will tell you HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like him anymore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take the kingdom away from him. It's because he did not follow this, what we call the dry rules of the Torah, of the mitzvot. And Hashem said not to do, you cannot, even though this, you're the smartest. And you have all the ingredients and all the proof that you are the one that you're going to do the big jump for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Hashem said to the Gemara said, to the youth, to the Sefer Torah, Shlomo did not obey, Shlomo cannot redeem. Even though that Hashem loved him so much, granted him with all things, and gave him to understand that he will have all the things. And that's what really, what Hiram was so impressed with Shlomo. The Shlomo said, you know, I'm going to build a house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, the house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's what he's telling me that you want to do in your life. Everybody heard about you and everybody knows you, that's what he wants. He wants only a house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means he wants the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come back. Something that was originally here when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. It says, of course, if you remember, Hiram had in mind that he is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, look, Shlomo also had the same thing in his mind. He wants to build a house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he said. He's very smart. The Shlomo loved him so much because the both on the same level, they understand who is really the boss of this world. Hiram, of course, said, he said, he is the boss, because he knows the truth, he's not the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he said, Shlomo is the only comparable person that I have here on this world. He understands what it means to be here on this world. The aim and the goal and the desire is to bring back HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am the Mashiach from Adot, and therefore I'll do whatever I can to speak. You cannot do it. That's what he said, even if you're the smartest one, and being described that you have everything and understand everything, it's time for redemption, time for appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only if you obey 100% the Torah, not even things that you think that you can make it a Shem Shemayim.